Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
When the work of Christ shocks us. His disciples, as we're surprised to find him talking with a woman, John 4:27. Jesus cut right through the cultural prejudices of his day, but he was more interested in the salvation of a woman than in avoiding special stigma. Unfortunately, his disciples misunderstood both his action and his motives. Try demonstrating sensitivity toward a cast-off of society, and you can expect to become the target of verbal abuse, perhaps even from your own side. John Calvin explains why. Walk with John Calvin, a French scholar and Reformation leader in the 1500s. The disciples' surprise could have come from two causes. Either they were scandalized by the woman's lowness, or they thought Jews were polluted if they spoke with Samaritans. Although both these feelings arose from a reverence for the Master, they were wrong to marvel, as if it were strange that he should honor such a common woman. Why did they not look at themselves? They certainly would have found no less cause for surprise that they worthless fellows, the dregs of the people, should be raised to the highest rank of honor. And yet, they did not dare question him. We are taught by their example that if the works or words of Christ shock us, we must not grumble, but rather keep quiet until what is hidden from us is revealed from heaven. Today's New Testament reading is John, chapter 4, verses 27 through 54.
Just then his disciples returned and were surprised to find him talking with a woman. But no one asked, "What do you want?" or "Why are you talking with her?" Then, leaving her water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah?" They came out of the town and made their way toward him. Meanwhile, his disciples urged him, "Rabbi, eat something." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about." Then his disciples said to each other, "Could someone have brought him food?" "My food," said Jesus, "is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Don't you have a saying, 'It's still 4 months until harvest'? I tell you, open your eyes and look at the fields. They are ripe for harvest. Even now the one who reaps draws a wage and harvests a crop for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may be glad together. Thus the saying, 'One sows and another reaps,' is true. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." Many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. "He told me everything I ever did." So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many more became believers. They said to the woman, "We no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the Savior of the world." After the 2 days, he left for Galilee. Now Jesus himself had pointed out that a prophet has no honor in his own country. When he arrived in Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him. They had seen all that he had done in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, for they also had been there. Once more he visited Cana in Galilee, where he had turned the water into wine. And there was a certain royal official whose son lay sick at Capernaum. When this man heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and begged him to come and heal his son, who was close to death. "Unless you people see signs and wonders," Jesus told him, "you will never believe." The royal official said, "Sir, come down before my child dies." "Go," Jesus replied, "your son will live." The man took Jesus at his word and departed. While he was still on the way, his servants met him with the news that his boy was living. When he inquired as to the time when his son got better, they said to him, "Yesterday, at 1 PM, the fever left him." Then the father realized that this was the exact time at which Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." So he and his whole household believed. This was the second sign Jesus performed after coming from Judea to Galilee.
As a racial entity, the Samaritans have almost ceased to exist. As a spiritual reality, they are everywhere, perhaps as near as next door. The struggling divorcee, the shut-in senior citizen, the person who belongs to a cult. Others may misunderstand your intent as you reach out with Jesus' love, but the Lord understands. After all, from a human perspective, Jesus didn't have to go through Samaria. And neither do you. But if he didn't, who would? And if you don't, who will?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.